This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The incoming House Agriculture Committee chairman has announced a reorganized structure under his committee. Representative Mike Conway of Texas will have 6 subcommittees compared with the previous 5, according to the Hagstrom report. Most notably, Conway has also taken the commodity exchanges and specialty crops out of the General Farm Commodities and Risk Management Subcommittee and established a subcommittee devoted to commodity exchanges, energy, and credit. The new committees include General Farm Commodities and Risk Management, Commodity Exchanges, Energy and Credit, Conservation and Forestry, Nutrition, Biotechnology, Horticulture and Research, and Livestock and Foreign Agriculture. Canadian officials established a primary control zone to help prevent the spread of avian flu. Meeting Place reports officials are trying to minimize effects from a highly pathogenic H5N2 avian flu strain. So far, it has sparked the culling of 140,000 birds. The zone in British Columbia borders the Pacific Ocean, the U.S. border, a Canadian highway, and Alberta. It's divided into 3 subzones, infected, restricted, and security, that represent the relative risks of infections spreading to other areas. Any movement of birds will require a permit. Canada will also help compensate farmers whose animals have been destroyed. Depending on factors such as genetics and age, chickens could be worth $20 each, breeders could be worth $1,200 per bird, and a turkey could be worth $70. 2014 has been a record-setting year for cattle producers, so what's the outlook for 2015? Cattle Facts senior market analyst Kevin Good says the industry saw signs of herd expansion this year.
We've had record high values for all classes of live cattle as well as beef. And when you combine that tremendous amount of profitability that we've experienced, lower input costs, as we think about the combination of 2 record corn crops back to back, a much better feed, moisture conditions through the bulk of the U.S. So that combination of profitability and better moisture conditions has led us to see some pretty rapid expansion signs in 2014.
Good is optimistic for cattle and beef values for 2015, but is acutely aware of the competition from pork and poultry.
So many of our members from across the board rely on bees to pollinate the crops so that we can get seed to begin with. And so there is that right realization that we need them for agriculture, we need them for seed production. So we've got to continue to ensure that the farmers are being aware of what's around them when they are planting, and also work very closely with the farmers, beekeepers, seed producers to ensure that awareness is high. But also, what are farmers doing in that conservation land to plant bee forage or other things that help enhance the bee population and the health.
That's Cattle Facts senior market analyst Kevin Good. That's all for part 1 of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part 2 coming up after this. The Organic Trade Association announced the industry plans to ask for its own checkoff. As permitted in the 2014 Farm Bill, the industry expects to ask for a checkoff in the first quarter of next year, according to the Hagstrom report. Organic Trade Association CEO and Executive Director Laura Bacha said she believes USDA is going to be cautious in its guidelines, specifically pertaining to a divide between organic and conventional agriculture. She noted it would be different from other checkoff programs because it would cover a production process rather than a specific product and also cover the entire industry, not just one level of production. Bacha says one problem that must be addressed is that some officials believe the organic industry, by its very existence, disparages conventional agriculture, while checkoff rules generally do not allow one sector of agriculture to be critical of others. The organic industry is also worried that Mexico is moving too quickly to implement its Organic Standards Act, believing Mexico does not have the infrastructure of certifiers needed to implement the law by the planned date of April, the official said. OTA is hoping that Mexico may delay implementation. With critics of agriculture using emotion to attack farming, while agriculture responds with science and logic, one group seeks to bring emotion back to agriculture. Scott Vernon is a Cal Poly State University agriculture communications professor and is the founder of I Love Farmers, They Feed My Soul. Vernon says the reaction to the more tug-at-the-heartstrings campaign has been positive.
It's been real positive among young people, and that's who the target audience is. Young people, urban audiences, 14 to 24 years old. And so we try to develop our messaging and our materials in a way that makes sense to them. It won't make sense to traditional agriculture or even some of the farm leaders that are older. They won't exactly understand what we're trying to accomplish, but I don't worry about that because they're not our audience. That's part of the choir. And we need the choir to understand what we're doing, certainly, and we appreciate the efforts they're doing at a different level. But for us, it's been really positive because now young people have an opportunity to share their love of agriculture and to express it by being advocates.
Vernon says, "I love farmers, they feed my soul," uses social media to reach their audience, like those on Twitter. Although this allows them to reach more people who will open-mindedly listen to the group's message, it also opens them up to nasty critics and harsh comments. He explains the best way to approach that negatively critical audience is to avoid it.
We found it to be a really angry space, and people, with that, I say just be patient. Be patient and be calm, because that's what we're really trying to do, is reach a reasoned audience. There's people on the edges that are going to scream all the time, either left or right. They're all going to scream, but that doesn't get things accomplished. Accomplishment comes in the middle, and some compromise and some dialogue and working to understand the arguments. Name-calling and that type of thing won't get us very far, so we just learn to avoid it.
He says they also took their message to universities.
50 universities nationwide with advocacy events, and the students on those campuses help us to organize it. It's really a movement. And when you talk about environmental groups and those that are activists, they'll always use that term movement. And that's really what we've adopted as well. We look at organizations that have been critical of agriculture and see what they're doing. How are they successful? And then we try to model some of those techniques in a way that makes sense for us.
Again, that's Cal Poly State University Agriculture Communications Professor and founder of I Love Farmers, They Feed My Soul, Scott Vernon. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.